some of you might not have encountered these five skandhas before. Skanda is another of those untranslatable terms. It usually is translated as aggregate or confection or something equally unsatisfactory. It's really untranslatable. It literally means the trunk of a tree. But that doesn't get us very far, does it? Huh? But the five skandhas are one of the basic Buddhist doctrinal categories. Whether it's Pali literature, Sanskrit literature, Tibetan, Chinese, over and over again, you get references to the five skandhas, the five aggregates, or as Dr. Konza delights to translate the term, the five heaps. It doesn't help us very much either. So what are these five skandhas? Let's refer back to them a little so that we're quite sure where we are and what we're dealing with and what we're trying to ponder on. The five skandhas are, first of all, rupa. Rupa means bodily form. In modern Hindi, it means beauty, but that is also neither here nor there. Simply bodily form, anything perceived through the senses. And secondly, vedana. Vedana means feeling. It means emotion, positive, negative, pleasant, painful, and so on. Thirdly, the saññā, which is very roughly indeed, perception. Sometimes translated sensation, but it seems that sensation is a more suitable translation for vedana. So saññā is perception, the recognition of something as that particular thing. When you say, oh, that's a cloth, that's saññā, you recognize it as this particular thing. You identified it, pointed it out, labeled it, and so on. Fourthly, the saṅskāras. More and more untranslatable, usually translated by some German scholar, steering forces, but we may say very roughly indeed, volitional activities, acts of will, and so on. And fifthly, vijnana, or consciousness. Consciousness through the five physical senses, through the mind, at various levels, and so on. So these are the five skandhas. Rupa, material form. Vedana, feeling, emotion. Saññā, perception. Saṅskāras, volitional activities. Vijñāna, consciousness. And I must warn you that if you want to make anything of Buddhist thought at all, especially on its more technical side, its philosophy, its metaphysics, you must know these five off like that. Rupa, Vedana, and so on. You must be able to reel them off and know what you're talking about. Otherwise, you don't get very far with Buddhist philosophy. Now, we're not dealing now so much with Buddhist philosophy, this is just by the way, but we may say that in Buddhist thought, generally speaking, these five skandhas are regarded as exhausting our entire psychophysical existence. In the entire range of our psychophysical existence on all levels, there's nothing. No thought, no feeling. No aspect of our physical existence which does not fall under, which is not included in one or another of these five skandhas, these five aggregates, these five heaps. And this is why at the very beginning of the Heart Sutra, what does it say? What does the text say? That the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, coursing in the profound perfection of wisdom, looked down on the world, looked down on conditioned existence, and saw five heaps, five skandhas. Just what he saw, no more than that. He saw that the whole of conditioned existence, psychophysical conditioned existence, consists of just these five things. That nothing occurs, nothing takes place, nothing exists on the conditioned level of existence, the Sanskrita level, which is not includable under one or another of these five skandhas.